We are learning Masechta Pesachim Daf Pei Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of Amud from the Mishnah. Hamamana Imoy Achar Bechelko. We have here a group that they bought a Korban Pesach together. They're all counted and registered on a Korban Pesach together. And one guy says, you know, I have a big chelik. I don't have to eat a big steak. You know, it's around 10 kazesim. And he gets other people to register together with him on his chelik. He like adds people to his chelik. Hamamana Imoy Achar Bechelko. Rishon b'nei chabura litloy shloy, huo yichum shloy v'hen yichum shlem. The chabura can say that I'm not letting them come to all to our chabura, and then everyone can take as much as they want. You brought them in. What we'll do is this: I'll give you your chelik. I'll give you 10. You was 10 people. 10% of the carbon. Go take it somewhere and split it up with them. That 10%. I'm not letting them all come here and taking as much as they want. I want to give you your chelik and take it with you. What? You're allowed to make two chaburas according to Rabbi Yehuda. You're allowed to make two chaburas. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. This mishnah will be like Rabbi Yehuda. They're allowed to make two chaburas. Very good. And I'm saying Rashi speaks as well. Rashi Rishon says Rishon v'lema tol chalka v'tseva achol ata v'chaburu sechas chalka. The isle l'hai Tana Zagrashi Pesach Nechal Beis Chaburus. He holds like that Tana, which is Rabbi Yehuda, that holds like Eidim to Chaburus. That's the Eitzah. If a guy does this, he's right asking you. So he said, okay, no problem. Just that's your Chelik. Don't come here. So to Gemara. So the Gemara is going to have a Shaila and bring our Mishnah as a Raya. And Boyalu, Bnei Chabura, this is a different case than the Mishnah. You have your regular Chabura, 10 guys, they got together, they didn't know each other so well. And then you find out that one of them is it's called Yafas. He's one of them. This guy eats a lot. Eats quick. Eats a lot. So what do you do then? One of them was a big eater. He ate quickly and ate a lot. So now they find this out. They're a little scared. They're gonna eat the 10 people, and this one person that eat most of the Korban Pesach, and they're not happy about this. So what's the shaila? Maus Yomerloi. Could they tell him? Tell take your 10%. Let's say and go eat somewhere else. The guy can say, what do you mean? You accepted me as Chabura. I'm part of Chabura. Don't tell me where to go. No, on the we brought you in because we had only 90% capacity. We needed a 10th guy. But a diet dichlint femino, like a blino, we weren't makabo someone to eat more. So good, you know, we accept you, but not to eat more. So that's the shaila. Which way do you go? Can you tell him to go take his chelik and eat it somewhere else? That's the question. Tashima, so we're going to attempt to bring a raya from our Mishnah. Where our Mishnah, it says that you could tell a guy to go somewhere when he was mana acherim. Tashima, hamana acherim imoy, achalkoi, rishom de chabura litloy eshaloi. The chabura is allowed to give him his portion. But who oichel eshaloi? Vein oichel eshalem. He eats his own portion together with his friends. Vein oichel eshalem, they eat their own. My timer. Lav mashum the havale ki adayim she'echem en yofos. Isn't this similar to the case where one of them is adayim hem yofos? So here, you know, he says, you go, someone eat it, but also adayim yofos. The only problem is, I'll tell you Teretz Kasha, even though I'm on Teretz, because since I had this Kasha, it's strictly not a good dimdin. Because by the case where I had all the chabura, the guy says, you accepted me, so why should I go somewhere? Here, that guy brought in new people. So I said, no, it's a Teretz has a Kasha, and Teretz's Teretz is not pasha pshat to help out the cheshmut. That's a kasha. The Gemara says different terrors. Anyway, so the Gemara's raya is my mishnah that he could tell a guy to go eat it himself with his friends. My time lav shudav leki daim shakam yofis. Visagadai dach yodav yofis. Mosi om lekavelton. If you say by yodav yofis, the guy can say you accept me and I have a high yodav yofis. Let this also be. Let him say you accepted me. Ami loy deya ishani. Even if the whole group that the Reuven brought in would eat all, only as much as Reuven, only as one, still I can tell you I don't want you here. I wanted the company of these 10 people. I didn't want your company, friendly people. Day is shani. I don't want those new days. The reason why there in our Mishnah you could tell them to go eat somewhere else is not because he's eating extra food, you could say. The reason is because I don't want his days, I don't want his nakri gabon, I don't want those people who don't know us to be eating with us. I don't want his days, and therefore that would be a reason why I could tell him to go away. Don't like his Torah maybe. You know, if they don't talk to the Ram Talon by the thing, they like the more the people. Upon him, that's what comes down in the Gemara over here, that it's not a raya mishnah. So we're still looking for a raya where if someone eats a lot, could you tell him to eat somewhere else, or could he say, you accept me, I'm staying here. So talk about not a raya. Hashem is also, this raya also is not an exact dimyan, we're trying to make some kind of dimyan. Talk about Hashem is sha'ochel gazayis basu. We had a mishnah before, the shamish was very hungry. He started eating his Karban Pesach next to the tanur. Hashamash och kazai is basa b'tzara tanur. Started eating his Karban Pesach next to the oven. If he's smart, let him fill up right there because you're not eating two mekaymus. And it says in the Mishnah, if the brechaburu want to be nice to him, they can move the tables right next to the tanner and bom lead together with him. So it's mash from over there. Only if they want to be nice, rotsu in. You can't force the brechaburu to come there. V'may name luhu al kaviltun. Why don't you tell the Bnei Chaburu? What do you mean? You accepted the Shamish, so now Stalzuta. That's the Gemara's question. So you see, you don't say Kaviltun. You don't say you accepted him. So Gemara says, no, it's just going to dim. Shani Hasam, the Amri Lay, we tell the Shamish, Kiga Bluna, Chadaitan Shachamo, we hired you to work for us. We didn't hire you that we should come to you. But Yadav Yafais, there, when you accept someone, you stomach, you accept to eat with him, whatever he eats. So therefore, it's not a dimin to this. It's not a dimin to this case, to the shayla. So now we come to the, what?
Then we eat over there, we eat over here.
Yeah. Another time, yeah, same type of time now. But the having of Marwa was like this, like that you're supposed to be easygoing with everyone in the group and stalzut to them. So here, he's part of the group, stalzut to them. So saying, no, that was only part of the idea. The idea is to stalzut when it's a normal case. When it's a normal case, then we participate in the normal way. Here, you're my shamash, I'm not coming to you. That's the Mara's tarets. So now comes the final ride. This will talk about a ride. Toshima, first a bride like this case. Bnecha buru shal yod, shacham yafoy, seven necha buru, one of them ate a lot. Rasham loymar, tol chalk chavatzeh. You could tell him, go take your chalik and eat it outside. Veloy oid, not only by Karim Pesach, even by Mila da'ama, regular Shabbos suda, that people in the deer are eating together. You have five people and they made a suda together. Rishon Lemulah, they could tell the big eater, Tal Chal Kavatsay, take your portion and eat it outside. Shema Mino, we see clear from this braisa that the halacha is you could tell someone who's Yadav Yafai to eat it in a different place. Now, let's explain the braisa. My Veloy Oid. What does it mean Veloy Oid? Not only by Karim Pesach, we even by Sibaylus, which means a regular suda. What's a Veloy Oid? Loyim by a Kabah. Loyim by a Pesach. Not only by Pesach, the Matzi Amalei Ki Kabilnach Leskunis Vicha. By Pesach, I have a little bit of excuse to send you away because all I accepted you was just to be mashlim to the shir. We didn't make a full capacity on the Karban Pesach. But I never accept you to eat with us like mamish regular because I don't even know you. I just wanted you to mashlim the Karban Pesach. And La Filus Abaylus Nami be made by a Suda and a Dira. Of course, you're eating together a gufa to eat together. That's why you're eating together, not to save money, not to like to get a Karban Pesach together. You're doing it to eat together. So there, Elas Bills was down, the Tzavs of Amu, there you think you'll have to let him eat together with you. Still, Rasham, Laim Lord, tell Chalak Kavatsay. You can tell him to go take a chalak and go somewhere else. We don't want people to eat, overeat, and take away someone else's chalak. So that's the Gemara. Now, Ika Damri, Holoi Baylam. We never had a Shalab Karban Pesach at all. We never had a Shalab Karban Pesach because there was Pasha, you'll have to tell him to go eat somewhere else. The whole shaila was only by Mila da'ama. By Bnei Chabura, Rasham L'chalek, or Ein Rasham L'chalek, the whole shaila was a regular person who's eating a suda. Could he be? The shaila wasn't a shaila by Yad of Yafais. The shaila was by a regular Pesach, could I split up? That was a shaila. So Igadamri, Igadamri, Holoi Boylon wasn't a Shaila by Yadav Yafis, of course you could send them away. Helahochi the Boylon. Benecha Bura, Rishon Lechalak, Rishon Lechalak, regular Benecha Bura, who are Karban Pesach, which all eat the same amount, am I allowed to be Mechalak or not? Or maybe I have to eat together and eat together all the Karban Pesach together. That was the Shaila. So Tashima, Benecha Bura, Rishon Yafis, Rishon Lechalak, tell Chakov would say, you could tell someone's Yadav Yafis to go away. Mashma Yadav Yafais in Dafka, someone who eats a lot, can't tell him to go away. Ain't Yadav Yafais loy. Shema Mino, that when you make a chabura together, you're supposed to eat together and not be mechalik. It's not lechatchila to mechalik into 10 different people. You're supposed to eat it together as a chabura when you're going to make two chaburas also, but you're supposed to lechatchila eat it all together, one chabura, but you can't eat it ke'echa, one, everyone has their own chalik and separates. So the Gemara right. This Gemara is talking about regular suda. Next Gemara, not a Pesach. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breid, Rav Yeshua, Irvu, Rifta, Bahadi, Adadi. They sheared their bread together. It's a void in the Mefarshim that they went out, they tackled something like a dira. They went to learn somewhere, and they were going to share the meals together. So Iver Rift about that, they shared the bread together. And the Achor of Huna Reda Reshua Chada, as Rav Huna Reshua was eating one, Achor of Papa Arba, Papa ate four. Amale, so Rav Huna Reda Reshua tells Rav Papa, Plagli, I want to split this, I don't want to do this anymore. Amalei kavat viltun, you accepted me as to do this shutvas. So esvei kolayim tufta, they asked all these kashas that we had before, like kasha from our Mishnah, and then we say no, they are shiny. Then he asked the kasha from the shamish, says no, dear, you were the shamish was the shamish you, not that. Until he got to the case of sebeilus. So esvei kolayim tufta v'shani kashanino. Then esvei bnecha what? Yeah. Esvei bnecha bura. Then they asked in the kasha. From the first of Brisa, it says Bnei Chabura by Pesach the Yod of Yafos. Amalei Hosom the Amrilei says no, that's not a riot to our case because there is Karm Pesach. So there Hosom the Amrilei Kikabil Nochaskun Isbicha. There I could send them away because I only accept you to finish my capacity on my Karm Pesach to be Mashlim. Then Eisei Seboilus, but he asked him the Kasha from a first Brisa. It says even by a Suda you could send the guy away by Seboilus. So now our Papa was stumped. Palagle. They split. From now on, they're going to split. This is, a week long thing, a few week long things, and they split. Also, he had to find a new partner. Or Bahadur Ravina, he partnered Ravina. At the Achor of Hunabrei Yeshua Chada, as he ate one, Achor Ravina Tamne, Ravina ate eight. It's a double amount of Rapapa. Oma, now he's wishing for the old days. Oma, may a papi look at Ravina. I'd rather have 100 papis and not one Ravina. Now, the Mepharshim Mucha, why 100 papi and one Ravina? It's really double. It's not 100. It's really two papis and one Ravina. So they Mucha with it, it says, hey, pshat, but Pasha's the Gemara, Sugal Garata, but you have to stand the Oymik HaGemara. So tomorrow, let's make a schol on the next Gemara. Torah Rabbanon, Hamana Acherim Imayal Peschoy Valchi Gosai. You bought a Karm Pesach, it's before the Shechita, obviously, and a Chagigas Yedalet. And we're going according to Ben Tema holds, we had before, Ben Tema holds, Chagigas Yodalit has the same deal as Karm Pesach, has to be in Sli and Lemnuyov. So, you want to bring other people into your carbon. So, the halacha is, Moyos should be Yodai Chulin. The money that they give it is Chulin. And when the Gemara will discuss it, so Pastor Gemara thinks right now the case is that your Pesach was Kaddish already, and their money was Kaddish Karm Pesach already. And still, when he gives you money, the money turns into chulin. And the Gemara doesn't ask, how does that happen? There's no transfer of kedusha here because the Pesach is kaddish already. So how does the kedusha from the money transfer onto Karm Pesach? From Pesach kaddish already? The Gemara will discuss that. But it says over here, moyer shviyah the chulin. That's halacha number one in this brisa. Halacha number two is va'moicher are loss of shlamim. Like all year round, you have an oil and shlamim, and you say, you know what? I don't want to bring it. Let me sell it. Loy asav loy kum. You can sell your oil and shlamim because they're not yours. They belong to Hashem. The kachay shemayim, you can't sell that. Loyos loyklum, and the halacha is if you do sell it and someone pays for it, he sold the Brooklyn Bridge, but the money goes to Nadava, goes to the Beis Hamikdash. So moyes kolshe and yiplu Nadava. The money goes to Nadava. Freit the Gemara on the second half of Brisa, if the sale didn't work, you sold the oil and stuff didn't work. So why is the money? The money should be it's a mekatayis. I'm keeping the money. Moyes my yiplu Nadava. Why is the money go to Nadava of the mizbeach? Why does it go to Kitz mizbeach? Goes to the Kabbalah mizbeach. What, the money is a mistake. Amarava knasa, it's a knas. And Rashi explains that even though the real villain over here is the person selling the oil of Shlomov, but we find the idea that by an achbara, a mouse that steals something, the hole, the hole is called an enabler. And we blame the hole as well. Like the Lashon Gemara is, lav achbara ganav elachura ganav, the hole is a ganav. Here also, you enable this person to do something wrong by selling Shlomov, you also get a knas. Umay kol shehein, what's such a kol shehein? Afel shav arba. Even if it's only worth four and you give extra five, the whole money goes to the nedava. And don't say, oh, the last dollar was a matana, so shouldn't be a knas on that. Even that's a knas. What? He sold the oil was worth only four mzuz. And he sold it, and the guy gave five. Give extra zuz. Even then, the whole five goes on the nedava. Afel shav arba, v'yavle chamisha, afil v'hiyis serenami kansu rabbanu. Even the extra, the kansu rabbanu. That's the lashon of kol shehein. So that's the halacha of his brisa. And in the next Gemara, we'll discuss the first half of the brisa, where we said, someone has a Pesach that's Kaddish already, and he's a man of other people on it to give money. Even though that money is Kaddish, still, moyer shviyad chulin. The next Gemara, we'll discuss that. And that's Shem on tomorrow's shir, we'll continue with that.